Because of the coronavirus outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features from the last 6 years. This is an earlier Craft Beer on the Bay.
Maryland's outstanding craft beer culture is the direct result of so many passionate and creative people in the craft beer industry, and as consumers, our love for craft beer. Last week, I had the chance to spend some time at Flying Dog Brewery in Frederick and sat down with Ben Savage, the chief marketing officer, and Ben Clark, Flying Dog's brewmaster. During my visit, we talked about the formation of the brewery and sampled a few craft beers. Ben Savage, the CMO, joined Flying Dog in 2010 as Flying Dog was looking at new ways to expand and enhance their profile as a brewery. After getting his degree as a film and marketing major, Ben worked for some Washington, D.C. advertising agencies before the Flying Dog opportunity came along. Ben was a natural fit as a Maryland native, born and raised in Ellicott City, and someone who has always had a love for craft beer. I asked Ben Savage about the Flying Dog story.
Flying Dog was founded as a brew pub in Aspen, Colorado in 1990, so we're very proud of the fact we've been around for 25 plus years. Not a lot of breweries can say that. And I think as we grew, we expanded into Denver in 1994. And then as we grew in Denver, we really outgrew our facility in Denver, and we're looking for places to expand into. And Frederick, Maryland popped up on the radar back in 2005, 2006. And it was a great facility that we were able to brew most of our beer at. And I think at that point, we decided to make a bet the company decision to really move into this facility that can handle all of our production for the country and even other countries. We're very proud to be a Maryland brewery.
Then we opened a bottle of Snake Dog IPA, and brewmaster Ben Clark described what has become one of their flagship beers.
You know, what I think is most interesting about it is the fact that 20 years ago, beers, IPAs in particular, weren't nearly as hoppy as they are today. And this beer really hasn't changed in those 20 years. And it's kind of stood up the test of time of IPAs kind of evolving and becoming more hoppy, more hop forward, and, you know, maybe even a little bit more bitter. When you taste the beer, you're going to get a pretty interesting hop profile on this. It has a nice, strong bitterness to it. The hops, some people describe as kind of like a green onion note, but you also get a decent amount of citrus notes in there as well. So when we're actually selecting the hops for this beer, they're CTZ hops, which is, it's actually, there's three different hop varieties there that make up the CTZ blend. They're all genetically the same, Columbus, Tomahawk, and Zeus. And then we'll blend those together to ensure consistency within the beer over the years.
Next week, I'll share Ben Clark's path to his brewmaster position at Flying Dog and hear Ben talk about another one of the beers he brews. Between now and then, have a few Snake Dog IPAs. Cheers!
You have just listened to a previously aired Craft Beer on the Bay. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.